Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening today. We are continuing with our Suffer Well devotional series. And when we think about suffering, nothing more can we think about than death. Death. Suffering and death. And I'm not talking about a quick death. I'm talking about a death of suffering. But doing it well is what we should be seeking. So let's look at the devotional today and read it, and then we'll do a little teaching on it. It says, Circle of Death. The process of dying to self looks something like this. Denial, then grief, anger, and then more grief. Partial acceptance, even more grief, and then finally subtle change in perspective. Although you might be at a different stages in the process relative to the different aspects of your character, that Yahweh happens to circumcise at that moment, all of the above are part of the circle of death. Within the mind going through transformation, we have explored more than once the transformations of the mind alluded to Romans 12:2. But now let us speak of the death that is required of the transformation to occur. The more importantly, how our Heavenly Father views that death. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the miracles of the Almighty, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Almighty, which is your responsible service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of Yahweh. Romans 12:1 and 2. A sacrifice in Shaul's day was an animal whose neck was sliced, blood poured out, body chopped to pieces, and parts burned in the altar or on the altar. We'd say this represents a complete transformation of the animal, wouldn't you? In other words, this is a picture of 100% commitment. There is no concept of partial sacrifice. A sacrifice is all in. And what does Yahweh think of this all in concept? As he demands that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, he calls the reasonable service. Given it all, having your neck sliced, blood poured out, body chopped and pieces and parts burned on the altar, is not extraordinary in Yahweh's perspective. 100% transformation of your mind from carnal to holy is not astonishing. It is just reasonable. And this command, commanded death, what does it get you? He who finds life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Matthew 10:39. And how does this circle of death, the stages you pass through while dying, apply to you in reference to finding your spiritual man? The death of self must occur for the new life to begin. In essence, ego-driven doctrine must be given way to the holy mind doctrine, recognizing patterns and obeying Yahweh's commands. To embrace the necessity of death, it is to master the process of life. Let us say that again, as it is most powerful. To embrace the necessity of death is to master the process of life. He who loses his life for his sake will find it. Pay close attention, loved one. When asked to die, you can expect to deny the process. You can expect to get angry in the process. You can expect to grieve the process. Eventually, by his spirit in you, you can expect to supernaturally accept the process and therefore change. Every time a piece of the flesh dies, the supernatural occurs. How many of you stumble simply because it does not feel good to change your doctrine? Listen, he did not intend for the death of the self to feel good. Rather, he mandated that it be brutal and piercing. Transformation no less than a personal crucifixion, as it is written. Anyone who denies, who desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his stake daily from me and follow me. Luke 9:23. These are the predictable patterns when he manifests new truth into your mind, either directly or through his servants. He intends for you to grasp the patterns and the process and process them within. And by this, you come to understand the holy process, the knowable patterns. Say to yourself, I know the death of self is not pleasant at first. However, I will not be so quick to reject this painful truth and these painful truths that transform lies in my mind, and therefore I will walk this out. As much as you abhor the death that Yahweh warrants, and he knows your struggle, believing that he will do his part, you must walk through it, trusting that he will give you new life. Given in to him, embrace the circle of death and find abundant life. He is everything he says he is, and he will not fail you. His love guarantees it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that is our devotional for today. And when we think about accepting Yeshua for who he is and this wonderful eternal life that Yahweh promises us, you must process and go through the suffering and the death of your current self to understand and experience not only the eternal life, but even the new life that we have here while we're still here. So in this process, we have our sinful, dirty, wicked lives that we must die to, that Yeshua came to redeem us for, and then we have a new life. We're new creatures here, and then comes a physical death. And if we did everything right here in the process, then we go on to eternity that Yeshua promises us. And this is the process of the plan of our Creator. But it starts with be willing to die to ourself. You cannot obtain eternal life or even a new life here if you're going to continue to stronghold to your current life. You must not be the same person that you were before Yeshua came into your life. Something is supposed to change. Your heart and everything, every transformation about you. Remember, there's no neutrality with our Creator. So much so, in the way you're speaking, people could say, you look like the same person, but you're not. I don't recognize you. You cannot be. It's like as if you've had a twin brother that you were separated at birth, or a twin sister you were separated at birth. And now somebody's looking at you and they're seeing the same person, but something is different in the way you're acting. That's what happens when we give up our lives to be born again and be new creatures in him. But some people aren't willing to do that. Some people aren't willing to accept what Yeshua did for us and this new life to become a new creature. Some say that it's a threat to their way of living and they reject it. Some are just simply evil and they don't want to accept it. And some have a problem with the hypocrisy by many of the Christians out there already. But we must be willing to accept this as the first step. And here's the thing, though. This is the key thing I want to express to you in this teaching. You cannot even start this process without our Messiah, Yeshua. This is why he's so important. To get from where you are today, or where you were before Yeshua, to the eternal heavenly place that our Creator promises us when we stick to his plan, we must accept Yeshua, our Messiah, for who he says he is and for what he said for us. Without that, you can never get there. It's not a crossing over once, it's a crossing over twice. You're crossing over in the flesh here to be a new creature. You're dying to yourself to become new in Yeshua here. And then the process, it starts all over again, because then you get the physical death where you're leaving your body to go to eternity. You cannot have that without Yeshua. You need Yeshua. You need him. for this process to happen. Without him, you will not be able to transform your mind here, and you will not be able to transform your life onto eternity. Simply, without Yeshua, life is no hope. No hope. There's no possible way you can make this transformation here as a new creature without him completely. And there's no way you can move on to the eternal without him, as the scriptures say. Simply this, folks. This circle of life, the connection of the processes that help you get to the next level, is Yeshua. We cannot have true life without Yeshua. Yeshua says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. And we cannot have and go through this process without him. We need him in our lives. And I'm going to go through some of the reasons why this process needs to take place, and only Yeshua can do it. He's the connector. He's the one that connects the pieces. Without him, there's no connection to Yahweh. There's no connection to Yahweh without Yeshua. No matter what people want to say, and people want to talk about their different gods and their spiritual beliefs and everything else, without Yeshua, they can never truly connect. The first thing is, the first understanding we need to get is to connect to our wonderful Creator. We need to be perfect. We need to be perfect. We need to be perfect to meet Yahweh's standard. And we can't even come close to doing that without Yeshua. Isaiah 64:6 says, we have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteousness deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind takes us away. Isaiah 64:6. That's where we are without Yeshua. Impossible to get there. Impossible. Another thing is, without Yeshua, and I've lived this and I see people living it, no matter how much you have in life, no matter how much you pursue to reach happiness and joy, you can, and peace in your life, you can never get there completely without Yeshua in your life. Never. It says in Mark 8:36 and 37, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what a man give in exchange for his soul? If you want that joy and peace, you must have Yeshua. You must have Yeshua. And then another thing is, you know, people trying to find their purpose in life without even connecting with the only one that can give you real purpose in Yeshua. And we've read it. We've read it. Romans 12:1-2. Brothers and sisters, in view of Yahweh's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, being willing, able to die. A sacrifice of completeness that's holy and pleasing to Yahweh, so you can continue this process. This is truly the way to do it. Not to conform to the patterns of this world, but transform yourself by the renewing of your mind, that you will be able to test and approve Yahweh's will, His good, pleasing, and His perfect will. So many people today, they want to clean up the outside and make believe that they have the peace in their lives, and they have such a great connection with our wonderful Creator and all these different things. But you cannot do that without that heart transformation and circumcision. You cannot do that without Yeshua. And this is what happens. So many people during the time of Yeshua till today try to get this process without Yeshua. And what does scripture say about this? In Matthew 23:27-28, it says, woe to you teachers of law of the Pharisees, you hypocrites. You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of bones of dead and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness. This is somebody who's trying to obtain the eternal life, to obtain even a new life here without Yeshua. They try to clean up the outside, but the inside is still wicked and dirty. And another reason we need Yeshua is because not only does this life of process not evolve, we cannot experience this process because the enemy will defeat you if you do not have Yeshua in your life. People say, well, why are you worshiping a man in Yeshua? Shouldn't we be God in our lives and Yahweh in our lives? And I tell you, Yahweh is Yeshua and Yeshua is Yahweh. And without him, you cannot do this. It says in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober-minded and be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. And if you do not have Yeshua in your life, that is Yahweh's salvation, the enemy will devour you. We have to understand this. We were made to bring glory to Yahweh. To Yahweh, not to ourselves, to Yahweh. It says, bring my sons afar from the daughters of the ends of the earth. Everyone who's called by my name, I created them for my glory, whom I formed and made. Isaiah 43, verses 6 and 7. We need to prepare ourselves for the eternal life. We need to prepare ourselves for the final process. It says in Colossians 3, verse 2, set your mind on the things above and not on the earthly things. James 4, 14 says, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears in a little time that vanishes. We must think about the end of this process of life and be willing to go on the process, to be willing to complete it. If you think you could do this and figure this out without Yeshua, you're very deceived. John 15, 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You see that? Apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. The judgment that comes by Yahweh on that judgment day, the judgment comes. And without Yeshua, you've already lost. With Yeshua, you've already won. It says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. And only Yeshua released us from that death. Only through the redemption that he's given us released us. And without him, you are going to suffer that death penalty. Some people think they're pretty good compared to most of the world. If you have Yeshua, you're not good at all. And even if you have Yeshua, you're still, according to our Creator, wicked, dirty people in the flesh. And only through our circumcised heart and from a spiritual sense can we come close to taste and see the greatness that Yeshua offers us, and that we can get on that road to perfecting ourselves. It says in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of Yahweh. Truth is only found in Yeshua, and only when we have Yeshua do we really know what it is to live. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have life abundantly. As it says in John 10:10, that's what we need to be. That's what we have to understand. We look at 1 Corinthians 1:18 to 25 and the wisdom of our wonderful Creator. It says the message of the cross is foolish to those who are heading for destruction. But we who are being saved know that it is very power of Yahweh. As the scriptures say, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and I will discard the intelligence of the intelligent. So where does this leave the philosophers, the scholars, and the world's brilliant debaters? Yahweh has made the wisdom of the world look foolish, since Yahweh in his wisdom saw to it that the world would never know him through human wisdom. He has used our foolish preaching to save those who believe. It is foolish to the Jewish people who are looking for signs from heaven, and it is foolish to the Greeks who are seeking human wisdom. So when we preach that Yeshua was crucified, the Jewish people are offended, and the non-Jewish people, the Gentiles, say it's all nonsense. But to those called by Yahweh to salvation, both the Jewish and the Gentiles, the Jewish people, the believers and the non-believers, Yeshua is the power of Yahweh and the wisdom of Yahweh. This foolish plan of Yahweh is wiser than the wisest of human plans, and Yahweh's weakness is stronger than the greatest of the human strength. Hallelujah. That's what we need to believe and understand and trust. And only when you're willing to accept that, we could have the oneness and the peace that comes in Yeshua. Ephesians 2, 11 to 13. 2 verses 11 to 13 says, don't forget that you Gentiles or you non-believers used to be outsiders. You were called uncircumcised heathen by the Jewish believers and the Jewish people, who were proud of their circumcision, even though it affected only their bodies and not their hearts, making everything look good on the outside, not on the inside. In those days, you were living apart from Yeshua. You were excluded from the citizenship among the people of Israel, and you did not know the covenant promises Yahweh had made to them. You lived in this world without Yahweh and without hope. But now you have been unified and united with Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Once you were far away from Yahweh, but now you have been brought near to him through the blood of Yeshua, our Messiah. This is the great promise and the hope that we all have. Every single one of us can start this circle of life and this process of death and being reborn again. Every single one of us has this opportunity now. Whether you're Jewish and not a believer, or whether you're non-Jewish and you're not a believer, every single one of us has the choice, the opportunity to choose life so you may live. To choose life. And Romans 6, 19 to 23 says, because of the weakness of your human nature, I am using the illustration of slavery to help you understand all this. Previously, you let yourselves be slave to the impurity of and lawlessness, which led ever deeper into sin. Now you must give yourselves to be slaves to righteous living so that you will become holy. That's the beginning process of this new life. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. And what was the result? You are now ashamed of the things you did, the things you used to do, and in the end, our eternal doom. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves to Yahweh. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah means praise our wonderful Creator. And I say hallelujah today because we have this great, wonderful opportunity to experience the final process in the circle of life, which is eternal life. John 3:15 says, so that everyone who believes in him will have their eternal life. And I ask you today, do you truly believe to him? Have you started this process of giving up your life, your desires, and your need, and accepted Yeshua into your heart, and have begun that transformation where people don't even recognize you here on earth? Preparing yourself for that eternal life that comes. It says in John 5:39, you search the scriptures because you think they give you eternal life, but the scriptures point to me, to me. Do we understand that? That's Yeshua talking, and that's who they point to me, to me. All the people out there that were searching the scriptures, the original and the renewed covenant, without Yeshua is nothing. It's just a book without him. You understand? It's just words on a paper without him. All of this means nothing without Yeshua. If you take Yeshua out of the equation, you have nothing. With him in the equation, you have everything. John 10:28 says, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me. No one. No one. Oh, the peace we have knowing that we have eternal life. The fear of death does not fear us into living a life of man and living a life of weaknesses, because we could take comfort and rest in him. Even though we might suffer, we'll suffer well because we know the great reward. John 17:2 says, for you have given him the authority over everyone. He gives eternal life to each one you have given to him. Eternal life. That's the goal. That's the end of the prize. Romans 5:21 says, just as sin ruled over the people and brought them to death, now Yahweh's wonderful grace rules instead, giving us the right standing with Yahweh and resulting in eternal life through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. You can't have this without him. And everyone, even in the original covenant of Scripture, was looking forward to this day when Messiah would come and offer us this great promise of eternal life, this true future and this true hope. And some people try to say, but Yeshua, our Messiah, wasn't anywhere in the original scriptures. He was all over the original scriptures. He was all over there. And just because people saw blind, Yahweh in his grace and mercy brought him here in manifestation in the flesh so we could experience everything once again and see him again and understand he's always been there with us from the beginning of time. And he wants us to accept this wonderful gift and all the gifts that he offers us. John, 1 John 5:11 to 13 says, and this is what Yahweh has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life, and whoever does not have Yahweh's Son does not have life. How much more clearer does it need to be? In 1 John 5:13, it says, I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of Yahweh, so that you may know you have eternal life. So that you may understand the process of the circle of death that we talk about here. So we may be released from the fear of death and to understand. In Titus 1 verse 2, it says, in hope of eternal life, which Yahweh, who never lies, promised before the ages begin. He promised us this, and he can't lie. And Romans 6, 23 says, for the wage of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. That's from Yahweh. That's from Yahweh. It's his gift that he offers us. It's his gift that he offers us. And it says in Titus 3, verses 5 to 7, he saved us not because of the righteous things we have done, but because of the mercy. He saved us though we were washing and rebirthed and renewed by the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, so that having been justified by grace, we might become heirs to heaven, hope in the eternal life. And Psalms 103:12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has removed the transgressions from us. As we become a new creature in this circle of life, in the circle of life, that Yahweh loves us so much that he would offer us a place to be with him for eternity, for eternity. John 17:3, and this is life eternal, that they might know you and that only you're the true Elohim, the true God, Yahweh, and Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, whom you have sent. John 5:39-40 said, you study the scriptures, but they testify about me, but you refuse to listen. Come to me and you will have life. And Proverbs 8:35 says, for he who finds me find life and obtains favor from Yahweh. I tell every one of you now, your salvation, everything, your future, your hope is all from Yeshua. All in Yeshua. John 17:2 says, you have granted him authority over all humanity so that he may give eternal life to all those you have given to him. Let's remember that. Let's hold dear to that. And let's never forget that. And may we take hope and peace in that. Hallelujah, everybody. Thank you for listening to this important message today. And may you understand this circle of life, this whole process of life. And maybe we'd be willing to die not once, but twice. Hallelujah, and come to him and understand the circle of life and the circle of death. That's the devotional for Suffer Well today. May Yahweh just comfort you and give you peace as you press on and suffer well to win the race and to win the prize of the eternal life that awaits us all in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Have a blessed day, everybody. Hallelujah and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. I'm Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. Our current sermon series is entitled Balance. If you feel like your life is out of balance, you need to find the right life balance. Join us for worship Saturday 6 p.m., Sunday 9 or 11 a.m. or online at thegraceplace.com/watch. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. You can call us at 772-287-6388. At The Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Darkness, you give hope, you restore.